Now, how do you get on with your workplace colleagues? I don't get on too well with this team. Is it a diverse mix of people and ages that create a great working atmosphere? Or would you rather not spend any time with them, any more time with them than you have to? To be totally honest, I can't really stand this bunch in here. You know, there's Gareth. Amy's the only nice one among them, actually. Morning, Amy.
Why are you being mean to us now? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Because I don't like you.
Well, we don't like you. Let me tell you what happened last week. Stephen was being exceedingly irritating. So I told him, I said, you're really annoying me today. Was that last Tuesday?
No, you didn't. He said, I don't like you.
I said,
full stop.
I said, I don't like you today. And he has huffed with me ever since.
Yes.
Yeah. He sends me text messages saying, you don't like me.
Yes.
And I reply saying, no, I don't.
Yes.
Nobody likes you.
So get out.
Well, get Audrey on the phone.
Go to TalkBack.
Get Audrey. She doesn't like either.
You don't like me. Go to TalkBack. Crawley awaits.
Well, you know what? I would be happy to go to Dr. Crawley if he wants me.
Good. Take him. A new survey has shown that men and women would actually be happier in a single sex office. Would you prefer that?
I don't mind. I like the mixed sex office.
Do you?
Yeah.
It suggests that men would prefer not having to walk on eggshells in the presence of the opposite sex, and the women felt more comfortable away from the testosterone-fueled atmosphere. You don't get much testosterone over Vinny, from Vinny, over mixed offices. Commentator's Andrew McVeigh, Ant Miller with us this morning. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Good morning, Stephen. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Single-sex offices, this survey, say most people would prefer, Andrea.
I think it's a load of rubbish, honestly. I mean, I'm against single-sex schools as well. So I like the mix. I like having both sexes there. I like the banter that's in an office as well. So, I mean, I think it's all good to just have the variety of people. I can't imagine working in a single-sex office. I mean, women talking about their shoes and handbags and everything like that the whole day. Plus this survey that's saying about testosterone in an office. I mean, I'm working in a mixed office. And there are plenty of men there. And I'm afraid to say there isn't that much testosterone on show. They're the biggest women I've ever seen. So I don't know where these statistics come from. But no, I love the mix. You know what? It's a great thing as well. And I'm sure you'll agree with this, but eye candy. Having a look at there's always somebody in an office that you fancy and you think, well, you know, he brightens up the day. I like having a look at his face. It sort of gets me through the day a bit. So it's all good. Long live mixed-sex offices.
Hello?
Go on, Anthony.
Yeah, well, do you know, I would have agreed with Andrea until I looked at some statistics this morning, which made me sort of think again. And first of all, looking at that original study, the reason that people prefer same-sex offices is because women feel that they have to be sort of less nice to get their point across because it's such a male environment, and men feel they have to tiptoe around women because they're all sitting waiting to be offended. But I looked further on and I looked at sexual harassment, sexual discrimination cases in the, and actually 50% of women have apparently suffered some sort of gender bias or harassment or discrimination in the workplace. And 40% of those have actually been touched inappropriately or positioned inappropriately. So when you think of it like that, actually, perhaps maybe it is a solution.
But then, that is an important point. And another good point is bullying in the workplace. But in actual fact, just because you work in a single-sex office doesn't mean that you wouldn't get bullied in the workplace. So I could work in an office just full of women. And in fact,
Andrew, if you're in a workplace and you're being bullied by a woman, there's more chance of you beating her up than there is of you beating a single-sex man up. You know, when you're fighting here.
There's more chance of me beating a man up as well, to be honest. Have you seen me? But you can. There will be bullying in an office. And I just think, like, why on earth would you want to do that? Why would you?
I think the point they were making is when there's men in the environment, because men are that bit more aggressive, and I know it's a sweeping generalisation, but men will be a bit stronger in putting their point across, that women feel that they have to go to the next extreme. So it makes them a tad, you know, harsher than what they would like to be, I suppose. And they feel that perhaps in an all-female environment that they wouldn't have to go to those.
Premise to this survey, isn't there? It suggests that women would prefer not having to work on eggshells in the presence of the opposite sex. Why all of a sudden is it that, you know, men have to walk on eggshells when they're around women, as if women can't stand up for themselves, as if women are necessarily these sensitive souls?
Well, I would say it's the other way around, actually, to be honest. And actually, a few of the debates that I've had on here has highlighted that feminism in modern day means there are a lot of females waiting to be offended. So, you know, God forbid you would hold a door open for somebody or call her love or sweetheart, because, you know, it's like slapping her in the face. They get so angry. So I think that's what men are about on eggshells about, is what do you say, how do you behave around these modern day women that quite often are a bit more male than men.
But I think the point about that isn't to have segregation, is to have men and women work. Maybe men from an older generation are afraid of what to say. Do they put an arm around a female colleague, or do they call her love? And they do feel very awkward about what are the norms in a modern office. But you know what? That the best way to get over that is for different age groups and men and women to all work together. And then they find that out. You know, it's soon you go into an office and you just fit into the culture of the office, and you soon find out what the norms are. And I do think that some women are oversensitive, and there needs to be a thing which says, you know, if somebody calls you love, it's not the worst thing in the world. It really isn't.
But then these people, I would then come back with, these people are actually working in an office together. You know, these aren't people sitting on the outside. These are people that are going in every day, 9 to 5, in an office, and they're still feeling like that. They still have that hanging over them. So the integration isn't working for them. Maybe there is another educational process, but it obviously hasn't worked so far.
Anthony, let me tell you this about Stephen, though, Anthony, before you go on. We hate Stephen being in the office. We can't stand him because he comes in and he just starts to meddle. He'll wander in.
Sorry, you that would be meddle in the show that I have created.
You could have the perfect show lined
I keep
up.
On
I
telling.
Mean, amazing show Tell lined up, and he starts to say, I don't like that, don't like that, change this. And it's not your show, this is the BBC.
Tell the people.
The Nolan Broadcasting Corporation yet.
Tell the people what I tell every one of you. About the clothes in your back and the air.
Oh, yes. He puts the food in our mouth, basically, and without him, we'll be on the streets and in the gutter.
Tell the people what I've told you.
No.
Bless. Stephen, you're given hands. May they never see.
I have told this team before, and Andrea and Anton, I'm sure you would both agree with me. I have told every member of this team that they would be walking about naked, unable to feed their children.
You do
unable,
not.
Unable to have a roof over their head.
He does not
but
pay
for
us
me.
A penny. We don't
I've told
work
them
for
this.
You. We work for the BBC. See, this is what happens, and this is what you get in the morning when you're trying to do the programme, or after the programme, if he's... And then the thing is, you know, sometimes you want him to be here, and he wouldn't be here. See, he does the opposite of what you want every time. And if we did work for Stephen, we would be on minimum wage. Barely. We'd be getting packets of crisps.
I'm going to take the lawyer approach, Stephen. I fully agree with you. Vinny, if you need some support, let me know. That's my approach.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Andrea. The air that you breathe is because I provide it
to
you.
It's time I went to talk back. Take what the newsroom take me.
No.
They'll be listening now saying, nope. He's dirty. He's tainted now. Tainted with Nolan's smell.
Have you not heard the rule from the newsroom?
What's that? No, don't start saying things that'll get us in trouble.
Once you come to Nolan,
you're
never allowed back into the newsroom ever again.
Well, that probably makes sense, to be honest.
Never.
I wouldn't take any of us rejects like the raggy dolls.
Young Gareth looking here and on his head.